GCI announced this week it intends to roll out faster internet plans in 65 communities in the YK Delta and Bristol Bay. The faster internet speeds would be realized by switching from satellite-based internet connections to terrestrial lines. KYUK's Mark Earhart has the story.
Internet in the villages can be pretty slow.
Everybody's complaining. Even at my house, I have my own, and the wireless doesn't work too good. You know, it's really disappointing.
That's Stanley Tom of Newtok. He's the tribal administrator for the Newtok Traditional Council. He not only uses GCI internet at home, but he uses it at work as well.
When we have usage for like two or three people online, it's really slow. It takes forever.
David Morris, GCI spokesperson, says there may be hope for frustrated village users. The company announced a plan to deploy terrestrial broadband in Newtok and other communities across the YK Delta.
Construction will start the 1st of June, and we expect to be complete by mid-October.
The new plan would utilize GCI's Terra Southwest system, a ground network said to be faster than the old system that used satellites. Morris says the new lines will be connected to hubs within each village.
We take the internet signals at each one of the community locations, and we then put that on an antenna that we then send the signals throughout the village location via Wi-Fi.
He says GCI will offer several new plans ranging from $30 to well over $100 a month. Tom says he currently pays about $50 a month for the fastest plan available in Newtok. With one of the proposed faster internet plans, he could quadruple the old plan speed and still pay just about the same per month. But that is still slow compared to GCI service available in Anchorage, where a similar priced plan will get you 10 times the speed. Tom says people in the village would be receptive to faster internet, but would not want to pay for the proposed Cadillac service plans that cost $115 and $170 a month, respectively.
If it's too high, I don't think people will want to hook up to that amount. It's just too high.
Morris says putting in the new connections to the villages may not be an exact science, though.
We've never connected all of Southwest Alaska to the terrestrial connection, so we are a little bit cautious.
He says it is likely there will be some snags with the new system within the villages, as Wi-Fi can easily be disrupted by buildings and trees. Tom says he thinks it's worth it to bring faster internet to communities throughout the region, as long as it doesn't break the bank.
I hope they take the word to upgrade and let the villages pay less amount, like $30.
In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.